Let us bring our concerns for our world to God and seek his guidance. We pray for the church, the world, our city, and our fellowship. Several times in these prayers, there's an invitation for you to respond. I will say, through our lives and by our prayers, I would like you to respond, your kingdom come. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. Lord, you rode straight into the power of the enemy to suffer and die. Give us strength to follow you to the centres of opposition in this world and the confidence which confronts power with love. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. We pray for the church worldwide. Lord God, in Jesus, you came in the body, flesh of our flesh, bone of our bone, one of us with searing pain and delirious laughter. We thank you that you did not remain an idea, even a religious idea, but walked and wept and washed feet among us. By your love, change our ideas, especially our religious ideas, into living signs of your work and what you hope of us. Through our lives and by our prayers, we pray for our broken world, riven by strife and a climate that's under pressure from our misuse of Earth's resource. Lord God, in Jesus, your body was broken by the cowardly and the powerful. The judgment hall of Pilate knew your silence as surely as your critics knew your voice. Guide us that in both word and silence we may face the powerful of the world today, those whose word sentences some to cruelty or unmerited dismissal, those whose word transfers wealth or weapons for the sake of profit, hatred or prejudice, those whose silence condones the injustices that they have the power to change. O Saviour of the poor, liberate your people. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. We pray for the King and the royal family at this time, that they may be restored to health to continue their work. Politicians are concerned with public services, administration of the law and the economy. The royal family are the champions of the voluntary sector, which is so important in binding and uniting our communities. Lord God, in Jesus you healed both the lowly and the powerful, and encourage your followers to build communities of caring. We pray for our Sovereign King Charles and Catherine, Princess of Wales, as they undergo treatment for cancer. We thank you for the concern they have shown for others who are similarly suffering, and ask that they be brought to full health to support the work of building a caring society in our land. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. We pray for our city, growing in size, but leaving very many behind and in dire need. Lord God, in Jesus, you touched the scabby, listened to the ignored, gave the depressed something to hope for, bandaged the broken with love, and healed them. We remember those in our community who are in desperate need, or feel ignored, discarded, or disposable. We believe that your power to heal is still present, so we ask for your help and guidance to lead us, that we might not be discouraged by our weakness, but find strength to continue and grow your work in this place. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. We pray for our fellowship. We have just had an annual meeting. We need more financial resources to keep the church functioning. We have so many commitments that we could not fully prepare a report in time, and it seems we may have too few people prepared to take on duties and get things done. We pray for all those in our fellowship who have asked for prayers, for those who are infirm and lonely, and we pray for the faithful departed, particularly for the soul of our sister Jenny Donaldson. Lord God, by the authority of Scripture, we learn that we are the body of Christ. Then, Lord, make us like you. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. Your kingdom come in joy and generosity, in small and large, in the ordinary and the special. And to you be glory, now and always. Amen. Amen.